I'm Brian Gottstein, and this is the Daily Signal Top News for Wednesday, March 27th. Here are today's headlines. As recovery efforts continue and questions remain after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Tuesday, a truck has been recovered from the Patapsco River. As we reported on Tuesday's show, a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge around 1:30 in the morning, causing it to snap and collapse into the river. The Associated Press reported that a truck has been recovered from the water, but at least one vehicle remains hanging from the metal. Six construction workers are still missing and, sadly, are presumed dead. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke at the White House press briefing earlier today and discussed the bridge collapse. Let's listen to some of his comments via the Post Millennials X page.
Bottom line, as President Biden has made clear, the federal government will provide all of the support that Maryland and Baltimore need for as long as it takes, and we will work with Congress to deliver on that. I'll end with this. For the families of those presumed lost, for the people of Baltimore who are going to be feeling this closure in day-to-day life, and for everyone affected by the port closure and its supply chain impacts, the president and the whole government will be here with you until everything is rebuilt stronger than ever. Our country put its arms around Florida when the Sunshine Skyway Bridge collapsed in 1980. America rallied around Minnesota after the bridge there collapsed in 2007. This will be a long and difficult path, but we will come together around Baltimore and we will rebuild together.
The secretary also said he wasn't sure just yet how long it would take to rebuild the bridge or when the port of Baltimore would be reopened. The Heritage Foundation released a special report on Wednesday that lays out how U.S. national security could be impacted should China take over the Democratic Island of Taiwan. For disclosure, the Daily Signal is the news outlet of the Heritage Foundation. The China report explains how the U.S. might not be able to remain neutral in the event of a war over Taiwan, noting that tens of thousands of U.S. citizens living on the island would be directly impacted. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has repeatedly called for the, quote, reunification of mainland China with the sovereign nation of Taiwan, though the island was never ruled by the Chinese Communist Party. Michael Cunningham, a research fellow in Heritage's Asian Studies Center, authored the report and wrote that unless most American citizens could be evacuated before the conflict started, which is an unlikely scenario, a Chinese assault on the island would almost certainly result in a substantial number of American casualties. The Heritage Foundation scholar also noted examples of when Americans were killed by foreign actors, including Germany's sinking of the Lusitania in 1915, Japan's surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, and the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. All those resulted in the U.S. entry into two world wars and the war on terrorism. In addition to U.S. national security, Cunningham also highlighted the potentially devastating impact the Chinese takeover of Taiwan could have on both the global and U.S. economy. He also presented five recommendations for keeping Taiwan secure from the Chinese Communist Party's control. For more on that report and those recommendations, check out Samantha Sherris's article in today's show notes. And finally, some news related to the so-called happiest place on Earth. Fox Business reports that the Central Florida Tourism Board and the Disney Corporation reached a settlement in a lawsuit over who controls the special self-governing district that encompasses Walt Disney World Resort. Brian Griffin, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' communications director, said the governor is glad that Disney dropped its lawsuits against the board and said that no corporation should be its own government. He said the governor stands ready to work with Disney to help promote economic growth, family-friendly tourism, and accountable government. Walt Disney World President Jeff Vail said that the agreement opens a new chapter of constructive engagement that will enable significant continued investment in the creation of thousands of jobs in the state of Florida. And that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Daily Signal's top news. If you haven't gotten a chance, be sure to check out our morning show right here in this podcast feed, where we interview lawmakers, experts, and leading conservative voices. Tomorrow morning, I'll be talking with Virginia Allen and Simon Hankinson, who recently visited our southern border. Also, make sure you subscribe to The Daily Signal wherever you get your podcasts and help us to reach more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. We read all of your feedback. Thanks again for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is brought to you by more than 500,000 members of the Heritage Foundation. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Producers are Virginia Allen and Samantha Asheris. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Popp. To learn more, please visit dailysignal.com.